Ang ating pagbasa ay mula sa sumulat ng Ebanghelyo ni San Lucas. Babasahin natin ang 29 na berso hanggang sa 40 berso mula sa Kabanata 19. Ating babasahin sa Filipino Standard Version. Nang malapit na siya sa Bethphage at Betania, sa lugar na tinatawag na bundok ng mga olibo, pinauna niya ang 2 sa mga alagad. Sinabi niya sa kanila, "Pumunta kayo sa susunod na nayon. Sa pagpasok ninyo roon, makikita ninyo ang isang batang asno na nakatali na hindi pa nasasakyan ng kahit sino. Kalagan ninyo iyon at dalhin dito. Kung may magtanong sa inyo, bakit ninyo kailangan yan? Ganito ang sabihin ninyo, kailangan ito ng Panginoon." Sumunod ang mga inutusan at natagpuan nga nila ang asno ayon sa sinabi sa kanila. Habang kinakalagan nila ang batang asno ay tinatanong sila ng may-ari nito, "Bakit ninyo kinakalagan ang batang asno?" Kaya't sinabi nila, "Kailangan ito ng Panginoon." Dinala nila ang batang asno kay Jesus at matapos ilagay sa likod nito ang kanilang mga balabal, siya ay pinasakay nila dito. Samantalang siya ay nakasakay sa batang asno, inilalatag naman ng mga tao ang kanilang damit sa daan. Nang malapit na siya sa daan pababa sa bundok ng mga olibo, ang lahat ng napakaraming mga alagad ay nagsimulang magsaya at magpuri sa Diyos ng pasigaw tungkol sa nasaksihan nilang mga kababalaghan. Sinabi nila, "Pinagpala ang haring dumarating sa pangalan ng Panginoon, kapayapaan sa langit at luwalhati sa kataas-taasan." Ilan sa mga Fariseo na nasa karamihan ay nagsabi sa kanya, "Guro, sawayin mo ang iyong mga alagad." Ngunit sumagot si Jesus, "Sinasabi ko sa inyo, kung tatahimik ang mga ito, magsisigawan ang mga bato." Diwang banal ating dinggin.
Kanyang mga salita ng paghilom at paghamon, ating tugtugin.
So a week from now, ang sangkabaklaan, sangkaaklaan ay magko-converge sa Quezon City. Specifically sa QC Circle for what is considered as the main and the biggest pride event of this year in Metro Manila. And perhaps in the Philippines. Ang estimate at ine-expect ng mga organizers is about 200,000 individuals. Lalo na pagdating ng gabi. Okay? With the entertainment program. And it all started in 1992 and 1994. Naiilang pirasong mga lesbiana ay nagmarcha sa Women's March of 1992, insisting of their space, their voice, and presence in the women's movement of that year. And then for the first time, iilang piraso, around about 40 to 50 individuals, mostly members of Pro-Gay Philippines and MCC Manila, for the first time 30 years ago, nagmarcha to commemorate Stonewall Uprising. Ika-25th year ng Stonewall noong 1994. To be visible bilang bakla at lesbiana and to voice out our rights and our intersectional oppression. Nagsimula sa iilang pirasong mga gagang lesbiana at mga bakla na hindi natakot lumantad at magmarcha para sabihin, "Andito kami. Kami ay tao, may karapatan, may dignidad, at merong kaapihan." Walang performers, walang gobyernong sumusuporta, walang mga negosyanteng nagsusponsor. It was individuals and a few groups organizing and mobilizing a protest. And from those ilang mga pirasong mga bakla at lesbiana, nagpatuloy ang pride marches na mostly noon, after 1994, ay ginanap sa Remedyo Circle at sa area ng City of Manila around Malate. Every year dinadaos kahit iilang piraso lang of about 50 to 100. Yun lang yung Pride March noon eh, sa may Malate area. Nagsimula siya about 50, 100, 150, ganun lang. To a few hundreds. Not enough to be noticed At kung manotice man sa media, mabilis na nakakalimutan. Hindi nanonotice ang pride marches noon. And MCC Manila, and then later other MCCs, has always been there from the very start to every other pride march that has ever took place. And Father Richard Mickley, ang magulang ng MCC sa Pilipinas at isa sa mga magulang nung unang Pride March noong 1994, marched every single year and attended until year 2022. At nung 2022, hindi ko alam naman siya, 96, 94 years old. Noong 1992, he went to both QC and then Pasay. Did he have to be there? No. Can he be excused because of his age at 90 years old? Yes. But for someone who lived at a time where there was so much animosity and violence against LGBT people, when the term LGBT did not exist yet, for someone who lived at a time na ang violence against LGBT was not only real but also the norm, he had to continue marching in a foreign country he called home. Parang Abraham lang. Called from a different country and told by God to go to another country. Kaya wala tayong dahilan para hindi magpatuloy at magmarcha at magprotesta para sa intersectional na karapatan at dignidad ng bawat LGBTQIA+ na Filipino na nabibilang sa lahat ng sektor at nabibilang rin sa loob ng simbahan. Wala tayong dahilan. There is no reason for us not to march and to be in the pride marches. In our gospel reading today, we listen to the famous Palm Sunday reading of the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. New Testament scholars speculate that when Jesus entered Jerusalem from the eastern gate, he had with him approximately at least 5,000 men, not yet counting the women and the children who also went with him. Pero bago nagmarcha si Jesus sa Jerusalem, nagsimula rin ang kanyang marcha sa palibot ng Galilee, sa palibot ng Galilea, with just a few men and women. Iilang pirasong mga pisanteng mangingisda, magsasaka at mga kababaihan. And the culmination of his traveling ministry was to march towards the center of religious and political power, Jerusalem. At kasama niya nagpunta ng Jerusalem, around 5,000 men at least, not counting the women and children. Kasama niya na nagmarcha sa kanya are the so-called sinners and the unclean, with whom he was accused of eating with and becoming friends with. Jesus marched into Jerusalem through the Eastern Gate, a revolutionary and subversive action, rebellious and treasonous. Bakit? Because of a prophecy that the Messiah will enter Jerusalem through the Eastern Gate. At ito yung sabi rin ng mga scholars, no? While Jesus was entering through the Eastern Gate, New Testament scholars speculate that a Roman legion was entering through the opposite gate. Siguro sa west, kasi yung isa Eastern, edi yung isa Western Gate. Alam na natin. A Roman legion entering from the Western Gate. And a legion is about 6,000 Roman legionnaires, 6,000 Roman soldiers. It was a very delicate situation kung saan takot na takot yung mga temple leaders na baka magkagulo at magkaroon ng Roman reprisal. Pumasok ang grupo ni Jesus, 5,000 or so. Bit-bit lang ay mga palaspas. Pumasok ang Roman soldier sa kabila, espada, spears and arrows. And so the temple leaders who were both religious and political, kasi noon, di ba, theocracy eh. Diba? The temple leaders, religious leaders, were also political leaders. Pero meron din yata tayo niyan ngayon. Diba? Ilang piraso sa Senado at sa Kongreso. Sabi nila kay Jesus, Guro, sawayin mo ang iyong mga alagad. Yun yung nakasulat. Pero most likely what they told Jesus, patahimikin mo yung mga tagasunod mo, manahimik kayo, ang iingay nyo, nakakaperwisyo kayo, nakakapag-cause kayo ng traffic papasok ng Jerusalem, gumagawa kayo ng eksena. Tumigil at manahimik kayo kasi baka magalit yung mga Romano. Sounds familiar? At sumagot si Jesus, Maski patahimikin ko sila, mismong mga bato ay magsisipagsalita. Mga bato, magsisigawan, magpapahayag, magproprotesta. Bilang progresibong mga Kristiyanong bakla, lesbiana, transgender, bisexual, intersex, queer, non-binary, asexual, pansexual, poly, at lahat-lahat na, kasama ang mga alyadong cisgender, heterosexual. Let us never forget Let us never forget that our spiritual bloodline goes all the way back to 1994, to 1992, and to 1991 when MCC was established here in the Philippines. It goes all the way back to the 80s of the AIDS protests. Goes all the way back to 1970, the first Pride marches and parades. Na again, MCC din is one of the first founders sa Christopher Street. It goes all the way back to Stonewall of 1969. Our spiritual bloodline, our ancestry goes all the way back to 1968, the founding of UFMCC. Then all the way back to the early picket lines when we were still called fagots and dykes and homophiles. Wala pa yung term na LGBT. Ang tawag daw ay fagots, dykes, and homophiles. Mga slurs. Our ancestry goes all the way back to Markova and the comfort gays and perhaps even comfort lesbians of World War II who were raped by Japanese along with other women. We go all the way back to Babaylan Tablot who rebelled against the friars and the Spaniards. It goes all the way back to the Babaylans and Asogs who were martyred by feeding them to the crocodiles. We go all the way back to the early pilgrimages of gender minorities in Europe, making their way to our mother of Montevergine. Our spiritual ancestry of protest goes all the way back to Jesus of Nazareth and the early Christians, who Paul says there is neither male, female, slave or free, Jew or Gentile, all are one in Christ. And then we go all the way back to the ancestors of Jesus, to David and Jonathan, to Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz, all the way back to the slaves called Hapiru, the slaves of Egypt, who cried out to God for deliverance. And we go all the way back to Joseph, who wore a princess dress once upon a time. Na yung tatay pa ang talagang nagbigay. And we go all the way back to Jacob, na ang chika wrestled with God or with an angel all night long. Kayo na mag-isip. All the way back to Abraham and Sarah, whom God called from a different land into another land, so that they may become a blessing to all nations. And of course, our spiritual bloodline in the spirit of protest goes all the way back to a God, to the divine, to the sacred, of many names, whose nature is love, and whose always desire justice, equality, and common good for all. Pride as love, pride as faith, pride as protest goes all the way back to every person, queer or not, who has ever marched, protested, and resisted injustice and oppression. And we are their living legacy. We are the living legacy of the 1994, of the 1992, and all that I have just said. We are their continuing memory. We are the continuation of the struggle for genuine justice and liberation for all people. Ikaw at ako ang nagpapatuloy ng kanilang pakikibaka at pananampalataya. While it is good to have performers and entertainers, pride is not about them. Amen?
Amen.
And pride will not stop without them because pride started without them. While it is good and we appreciate celebrities becoming allies, pride is not about them. Amen?
Amen.
They should not be the focus and center of pride. While it is good that we have businesses now sponsoring pride, pride is never about profit and capitalism. Amen?
Amen.
While it is good that we have foreign embassies cheering Filipino pride, pride should not be influenced and dictated upon by them and by their funding.
Amen.
While it is good that a local government supports pride, and indeed Quezon City government under Mayor Joy Belmonte is the most LGBTQI plus responsive and progressive LGU. Quezon City talaga. Palakpakan natin si Mayor Joy. Wait lang, hindi endorsement yan ha. Pinaka-progressive sa gender justice and SOGI justice ang LGU under Mayor Joy. Pride, but pride is not about Mayor Joy or the city government of QC. Amen?
Amen.
We appreciate and celebrate Mayor Joy for her allyship and for collaborating with LGBT organizations for local ordinances and programs. It is also equally true that pride is not about her, even as it includes her with all her efforts and work for the community. And it does not give her ownership of pride. Tama?
True, yeah.
Tama. We love Mayor Joy. Well, some of us. Kasi I cannot claim naman lahat, diba? Diba? Baka masyado ako nag-generalize. Eye language. Yeah. But Mayor Joy is not pride and does not own pride. Pride is you and me, all of us, and every other soul who will attend the event. Every other soul who have attended pride events in other places and will attend pride events next week or even July. Ang July spillover yan ng pride eh. Pride is about every organization and community making genuine effort for the movement and for new generations of queer Filipinos all year round. Pride is about our weekly worship service and a safe space for queer Christians. You are pride. We are the ones, we are pride, we are the ones who own it and says what it is and how it should be. Pride is collective. Pride is community. Pride is global solidarity with the Palestinian people and every other people threatened by Western powers. Pride is the wider movement. It is the continuing protest. Nagpapatuloy na protesta at pakikibaka na hindi mapapatahimik kahit walang LGU o business sponsors or performers. Ang mismong lupa ang sisigaw para sa pantay na karapatan at tunay na katarungan. So, let us march carrying our placards. Ating salubungin ang mga imperyo at mga Romanong dadalo sa pride dahil dadalo sila. Tayo ay magmarcha sa espiritu ng ating mga ninunong mga akla at sa pangalan ni Jesus na nagmarcha rin at nagprotesta sa Jerusalem at sa templo. Let us march with renewed faith and inspiration, knowing that we are never alone and we will never be silenced. The resistance continues. The force is with you. Pride continues until every queer child is loved, has enough, war cease,
and all creation lives in harmony.
In Jesus' name, may it be so. Amen. Amen.